The Congressional Budget Office says the Defense Department is about to hit a bow wave of expenses toward the end of the future year's defense plan, just about by 2020. CBO says DOD's current acquisition plans will increase by 11% from 2020 to 2023, reaching a peak of $191 billion. Federal News Radio's Scott Mossione joins me now with more about where that money is going and where other funds are going in DOD. Scott, why did CBO look into all of this?
Well, CBO is kind of congressionally mandated to look into these things, and they put something out every year, just letting people know what DOD is planning for the next, 10, 20 years and see where they're going to go with their funding.
Kind of an independent assessment that they get from the department itself.
That's right. Yes, they're very objective.
This bow wave, that doesn't sound like they're pleased with it. It sounds like a lot of money that's going to be needed. What does that mean?
Right. Yeah. So to put this in perspective, DOD requested about $178 billion in 2016 for acquisition. 108 of that was for procurement, and the other 70 was for research and development. There's also a $7 billion figure that's added through the emergency fund called the Overseas Contingency Plan. What CBO estimates is that the acquisition spending is going to stay pretty level till 2020, then actually decrease a little bit. After 2020, where this bow wave is going to kick in, and those costs are for major weapon systems that they've been starting to work on over time or planning out. And like you said, the costs are going to be peaking around 2023 to $191 billion, then gradually decline to $171 in about 2030.
All right. So what is behind the bow wave? What's going to happen between 2020 and 2023 that's going to create that wave?
Right. So that's all these major weapon systems and also just a lot of small programs that are being put together that it's their time to get paid. The bills are up. So the Air Force is going to buy C-130 planes and they're going to add that to the price tag. The Navy's buying new ships. That's $5.8 billion in costs. And, like I said, there's a lot of other small price tags.
And do we know whether that new long-range stealth bomber will kick in about that time, or is that pretty hard to predict?
Yeah, so that's what they're thinking. They've already put the contract out, and that's on protest right now. But parts of the nuclear triad are really going to be starting their prices in this area. So that's a $1 trillion undertaking that DOD's spread out over a lot of decades that includes sustainment and rebuilding the triad. If you're not familiar with the triad, it's a way to deliver nuclear weapons. So it has three legs of the nuclear stool. There's the bombers, the long range, like you said. There's the submarines that are nuclear capable, and then other missiles that can shoot out long range missiles.
And I think they feel that especially the ICBMs are going to need a major upgrade by that point. There's about, 450 of them, and there might be down to about 420 by that time, but they need to stay fresh and ready to go should the unthinkable happen.
That's right. Yeah, the Minutemen have been around since like the 1970s, and Nike, I think those haven't been around in for a really long time. They may be completely phased out. So it's something that if we're going to be using nuclear weapons as a deterrent, that's what they need.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Mossione. Now, is there any way DOD thinks it can stretch that out so it doesn't hit all at once? The bow wave maybe is a few ripples that they can deal with more easily?
Right, yeah. CBO looked at this and they said it's possible, but it would involve deferring those major weapon systems developments. And at that point, or at this point, DOD doesn't seem very fond of that. Ash Carter, the combatant commanders, and even President Obama have been warning that these threats to the United States are growing more and more complex. So you have all these things that they're telling you about, like Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, ISIS, and increasingly aggressive Russia, China. It's, the list really goes on and on.
So CBO works with numbers provided by the Defense Department, and they have confidence in those numbers?
Right. So I wouldn't say they have 100% confidence in it, but right now things are still pliable when it comes to the defense budget and the future of how their spending is going to be going. So they're using DOD's money or their numbers, but CBO says by looking at historical trends, likely it's going to cost more money. So between now and 2020, it's going to be an additional $4.5 billion a year. And then after that, when we're going way more into the future for 2021 to 2030, that's going to be like $13 billion or higher a year.
And that CBO, it's not just a bunch of people with green eye shades that working in a vacuum. I mean, a lot of the staff there probably worked on the Hill in other areas than CBO, perhaps on the Armed Services Committee. So you've got a pretty savvy group of people looking from CBO at these numbers, safe to say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, these guys are accountants. I've actually interviewed a few of these former CBO people, and they are very invested in their objectivity and knowing that the numbers and statistical logarithms are correct.
All right. So aside from some of these acquisition platform costs that are pretty well predictable, what else is going on cost-wise in other areas of DOD besides acquisition?
Right. So there's really not that much going on, honestly. The major weapon systems are kind of the biggest deal. The pay and benefits are going to stay the same. And that's due mostly because DOD's declining in the amount of active troops that they have. TRICARE expenses are only expected to go up about $2 billion from now until 2020. That might change, though, because House Armed Services Committee Chairman Mac Thornberry says he wants to overhaul the TRICARE system. His committee is going to be conducting some hearings this year on the healthcare system. And by the time the defense authorization bill rolls out in the spring, we might see some big changes to TRICARE. It's also important to remember that this bill has passed 50 years in a row, actually more than that. So if a provision makes it in there, then it's pretty likely it's going to become a law.
And when they talk about overhauling TRICARE, they're talking about getting more people off of it other than the direct military service members. Isn't the move or the trend toward putting other people into private health care system that would be less costly but maybe paid for by DOD?
Right. That's certainly a possibility, especially with the Republicans in charge of Congress right now. But as far as we know for sure, it's basically that Representative Heck, who does the subcommittee on military personnel, he's going to be doing and looking into these, talking to a lot of experts. So we'll see what they come up with.
And CBO is coming out with this report that you have just examined just about, 3 weeks ahead of the president coming out with his 2017 request. Is that a coincidence?
Oh, no, definitely not a coincidence. You know, they want to make sure that everyone can kind of check things out and see what's going on. And also, Ash Carter is expected this week or next week to kind of roll out the DOD budget and give us a preview as well.
Because when that president's request drops, it's more like a hockey puck. They drop it on the ice and then the sticks start swinging.
That's right. Yeah.
Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni, thanks so much for that update.
Thank you.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.